Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. We thank you for the love that you lavish upon us. And we thank you for sending your wonderful Son, Jesus, to die for us on that cross. Jesus, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And I pray that we'll be reminded of that one way this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Someone recognize who that is? Albert Einstein, yeah. Who lit laughing at the video you once did, didn't you? So Albert Einstein, one of the world's, if not the world's smartest man. Man of the century, according to Time magazine. Incredibly intelligent. However, even the great Albert Einstein sometimes got lost. Now, there was a famous story about him when he was on a train. And he was on the train and the ticket conductor was walking down the aisle saying, "Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Please show me your tickets." Now, he got to Dr. Einstein. And Dr. Einstein reached in his pocket, but he couldn't find his ticket. So he reached in his other pocket, still couldn't find his ticket. He frantically searched his suitcase, but still no ticket. Then he looked on the seat next to him, still could not find his ticket. Now the conductor said, "Dr. Einstein, it doesn't matter. We know who you are. You don't need a ticket. We trust you." Dr. Einstein nodded appreciatively. And the conductor then continued to walk down the aisle. "Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Please show me your tickets." But then the conductor turned around to take another look at Dr. Einstein. And what he saw was astonishing. He saw the great man on his hands and knees looking under his seat for his ticket. And so he rushed back and said, "Dr. Einstein, you don't need to worry about your ticket. I know who you are. We know who you are. We trust you. It's okay." Now, Dr. Einstein said, "Young man, I know who I am. The problem is I don't know where I am going." He needed his ticket. He was lost. He didn't know where he was going. I'm glad Andy laughed at that. So even he got lost. And the question I want to ask you tonight, or this evening, is, are you lost? Now, I'm assuming you know your way home. I'm assuming you know your way to MacArthur Square. I'm assuming you could work out your way to the Harbour Bridge if needed without getting too lost. But are you lost? And I'm not meaning in the physical sense, but I'm meaning in the spiritual sense. Are you lost? Are you lost and separated from God? Do you know the way to God? Or are you lost, confused, and unsure? And I've spoken to Christians who have even been Christians for a long time, know the Bible, but still they can't say confidently they know their way to God. They still say, "I'm lost and confused and unsure." Well, this passage is very clear to us, the way to God. Jesus says clearly, "I am the way." You see, Jesus just doesn't know the way to God. Jesus is the way. The way is a person, and his name is Jesus. And Jesus also says amazingly in this passage, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You see, there is no other way to get to God. There is only one way, Jesus. There's no ifs, there's no buts. Jesus is the only way. It's like the only way to the moon is up. The only way to God is Jesus. It's as simple as that. and profound as that as well. And so why is this important? Why is this important to you right here, right now, at this very moment? Well, the reality is, we don't know when we're going to die, do we? Now, when I was younger, I had a friend. And we were friends during the summer holidays when we went away on holidays together. We'd play cricket, we'd go fishing, we'd go surfing. And he got his license. And one day he was speeding in his car. He was my age. Just got his license, speeding in his car in a suburban street. A car reversed out of the driveway. He was going so fast, he swerved, hit a telegraph pole, and died instantly. He was not ready to die. Lots of people were not ready for him to die. And I know that he wasn't ready to die because he did not know God. He did not know the way to God. He did not know Jesus, as far as I am aware. Someone else that I went to school with, when they were in their 20s, they went on a holiday to Bali. One night, he got extremely drunk, went on a flying fox over the water whilst he was drunk, went to do a backflip off the flying fox, hit his head on the water, and again died instantly. Now I know that he was not ready to die. There was actually a story about that incident on 60 Minutes when it happened. It was so serious. But he wasn't ready, and I know he wasn't ready because he did not know the way to God. He did not know Jesus. And so why is this important for you right here, right now? Well, we never know, do we, when our end might come. And when that does come, will you know the way? Do you know the way to God? Well, again, the way is Jesus. The way is a person, and his name is Jesus. Let's look a bit more now at what the passage says and then think a bit more about the application for us this evening. So we read out John chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now the disciples, their hearts are troubled. And the question is, why are their hearts troubled? Why are they in this kind of distress? Well, we get the answer in the chapter before. The reason that their hearts are troubled is because Jesus has said, I am leaving. Jesus has said, I am going. You see, they have left everything to follow Jesus, and now Jesus says, I'm leaving. I'm going away. And they are distressed. Because what are they going to do without Jesus? And if Jesus goes, they will not know the way to God. And where is Jesus going exactly? Well, Jesus is going to the cross, isn't he? Jesus is going back to God. But he's not going back to God in a limousine. He's going back to God via the cross. Jesus is going to die for them. They don't yet fully understand this. But Jesus says to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me." Now Jesus gives them further reassurance. Verse 2. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have not told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? When I got married to Angela, I had the privilege of going to Fiji. We spent all our money to go to Fiji, and it was great. And the first morning we were in Fiji, we were panicking because we thought we may not get a banana chair on the beach. And we're like, we need to get a banana chair. And so we get to our breakfast, we have this massive breakfast, and we like eat it in like 10 minutes because we've got to go and reserve a banana chair. Well, guess what happened when we got to the beach? This is what we saw. The beach was completely empty. There was plenty of banana chairs. And we didn't have to rush or stress or worry about reserving a banana chair. There was plenty of room. There was plenty of space. Well, Jesus, remember the Lord, Gracie, that's right. Well, we're reminded here that in heaven there is plenty of room, there is plenty of space. Again, my Father's house has many rooms, and Jesus is going there to prepare a place for you. There is a room reserved, if you believe in Jesus, with your name on it. And verse 3, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You see, Jesus is the comeback king. Jesus dies, but he comes back to life, doesn't he? And this is also alluding to Jesus' second coming as well. He will come back to take you with him to this place with many rooms. He is the comeback king. If you follow NRL, what team was the comeback kings last year or this season? The Panthers. They were called the comeback kings, always making comebacks. Well, Jesus, he is the true comeback king. He is coming back, and he will come back from the dead. He will come back again in the second coming to take you with him, if you believe, where to this place with many rooms. And he says in verse 4, you know the place where I am going. Now it seems pretty straightforward, doesn't it? But the disciples are still confused. And I'm sure I would have been as well if I was in their shoes in this time, in this situation. They're confused perhaps because of their grief. They just don't understand what Jesus is saying. And so in verse 5, Thomas bravely speaks up. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? We don't know, Jesus. We don't know where you are going. No, please don't leave us, otherwise we'll be lost. We will not know the way. And so what does Jesus say in the response? Well, Jesus answered, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. But we're focusing on this tonight. Jesus says, I am the way. Jesus is the way, the only way to God. And Jesus says, if you know me, you know my Father as well. If you know Jesus, well, you know God the Father as well. You're going to heaven. When I was in high school, my mum used to work in the school canteen. Now, at first, I was a little embarrassed about this. Like, my mum at school, like, really? Come on, mum, do you have to work at the school canteen? But then there was lots of perks with my mum working at the school canteen. Free lunch. No queues. I could just go to the back door and say, hey, mum, can I have a sausage roll and some sauce and a strawberry donut? That was my diet for year 10. I was like, yep, no worries. I knew the one who worked at the school canteen. I had a relationship with the one that worked at the school canteen. No lines, just go to the back door. Hey, Mum. Well, Jesus says he is the way. I am the way to God. You see, for me to get my lunch, I went to my mum, but for us to get to God, we go to Jesus. And so do you know Jesus? Do you have that personal relationship with him? Do you believe and trust in him as the way? It's like my mum was a bit of an insider for me. Well, Jesus is our insider. He is the one that gets us to God. Peter puts it like this in his speech in Acts. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. There is no other name by which we can be saved. To put the two passages together, Jesus is the way, so we call on his name to be saved. No other name can save you from God's coming judgment and wrath. You are not to be like Homer Simpson. What does Homer Simpson do when he's in trouble and being chased by a rhinoceros into the portaloo? He says, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, save me. Well, we're not to be like Homer Simpson, because there is no other name that can save you other than the name of Jesus. He is the way, so we call upon his name. And just to be certain of this fact, I Googled this week names that can save. And what came up was rather interesting. It was a website to be an organ donor. And it said your name could save a life. You register your name and you could save several people's lives. And so it is true that your name could save somebody. You could give your organ to somebody. But your name cannot save somebody and bring them into eternity with God. Only Jesus' name can do that. So that's why he is the way. That is why we call upon his name. That's why we talk about Jesus every week. Because there is no other way. And also thought it was interesting as well as a bit of a side point. For somebody to receive somebody else's organ, that means that person has to die. Well, Jesus has done exactly that for us, hasn't he? And he didn't just give us an organ, he gave us his entire self. He died for us so that we could live and not just have life now, but life forever with God. That is why this is so important, because it impacts your life forever with God. You see, when that party is happening in heaven, I want you to be there. I want to be partying with you and celebrating with God with you. So I plea with you tonight, if you don't already, trust in Jesus as the way. Call upon his name tonight if you haven't already. Say, I'm sorry for my sin. Jesus, please forgive me for my sin. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I want to be in a relationship with you. So some final things to take home. Three things. The first thing is this. Remember, there is one way to God, and that is Jesus. The second thing is this. is so what? What does this mean for you this evening? Well, right here, right now, if you don't call on the name of Jesus, you will not be saved. If you don't continue to call on the name of Jesus. And this impacts you whether you believe, choose to believe or not believe. Because all of us, whether we believe or don't believe, have to give an account to God. It says this in Philippians 2, verse 9 to 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So if you believe, you stand before God. Jesus takes away your sin. But if you don't believe, when you die, you don't just go to the place that you imagine in your head. No, the Bible says that we all have to stand before Jesus. We all have to give an account. So even if you reject Jesus, you still have to stand before him according to the Bible. And so it impacts all of us tonight, whether we choose to believe or choose to not believe. And the final thing I want to say is if you do trust in Jesus, then you can have certainty where you will be when you die. If you do trust in Jesus, you can have complete assurance as to where you will be when you die. I mean, how good is certainty? Imagine sitting for an exam and you knew for certain you were going to get 100%. Imagine you went for a job interview and you knew for certain that you were going to get the job. Imagine you took the courage to ask that girl out on a date and you knew for certain she was going to say yes. How good is certainty? Well, you can have certainty tonight. If you trust in Jesus, you will be going to heaven. It's guaranteed. And I want you to know this. I want you to know, one day, if you are ever at my funeral, I want you to know that I know where I'm going. If you're at my funeral, I know where I'm going. I know where I will be. And you can have that same certainty and assurance this evening if you trust in Jesus. If you trust in Jesus as the way, the only way. Let me pray. Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful reminder and assurance that you are the way and the only way to God. So our Father, I pray that our hearts will not be troubled when we face this sinful and broken world, that we put our trust entirely in you. Pray that by doing that, that we will then have that confidence and assurance that our place in heaven is secure. Jesus, thank you that you have done this for us. And so I pray that each of us will call upon your name. We pray that our family will call upon your name. I pray that our friends will call upon your name. We pray that many people in this community will call upon your name before it's too late. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.